From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. You've probably seen big flocks of snow geese fly over your house every spring. The booming population of those fluffy, noisy white birds is creating an environmental disaster up in Canada, and it's partially thanks to decisions made by Midwest farmers. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted explains.
It's snack time for thousands of snow geese at these Arkansas fields of rice and wheat. Researcher Drew Fowler recorded this video last year while collecting geese for a study.
The birds have grown exponentially and almost now to a concern that they're causing a destruction to their tundra breeding grounds.
Snow geese are migratory. They spend spring and summer in chilly Canada to breed and overwinter in the Gulf Coast marshlands, munching on wetland plants. The grueling trip to Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas can be more than 5,000 miles in total.
But now that agriculture exists in the form of rice, in the form of winter wheat and corn, really, as you move anywhere further north of Arkansas, it's allowed these birds to, instead of taking a long leap type migration, to make a stepping stone type migration.
Over the last few decades, Midwest farmers have plowed up prairies to plant corn and wheat. Now, the Midwest flyway back to Canada is like one long buffet line with grain left over from harvest. That's resulted in an explosion in the snow geese population. In the 1960s, there was an estimated 800,000 geese. Today, the estimates put the number upwards of 13 million. Mark Vertiska is the waterfowl program manager with Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. The geese buffet line extends into Nebraska, and he says the birds have shifted their migration pattern to the state's rainwater basin area to take advantage.
Historically, the rainwater basin region, for example, in the 70s and early 80s and so forth, you didn't see a whole lot of snow geese in that region. 20 years later, in like 2001, we estimated 7 million snow geese in the rainwater basin region that one year.
But here is the problem. The birds are showing up in droves to the Arctic and subarctic breeding grounds along Canada's Hudson Bay. They're devouring plant resources. Jim Leaflore is a waterfowl biologist for the Canadian Wildlife Service.
In areas where we've seen a lot of damage along the coast, for example, James Bay, Hudson Bay, it's pretty obvious that there's less food available to birds that are there than what used to be there.
Leaflore says in some instances, the voracious snow geese are mowing down all vegetation, which means no food for shorebirds like the sandpiper.
If shorebirds, for example, are occupying some of these same habitats and the snow geese are wiping out or negatively affecting some of these habitats, then there's a potential that shorebirds or other species will decline in response to this large population of geese.
And that could throw off the whole ecosystem. To manage the overpopulation, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service majorly relaxed hunting regulations on geese in 1999. Some farmers have even opened up their property to outfitters looking for prime hunting grounds. Researchers say that's helped slow the rate of goose population growth, but numbers still remain high. Drew Fowler with the University of Missouri has been trying to figure out why. Every year he collects geese for research. Today, he's outside shaving the feathers off the bird bodies at the South Farm Research Center in Columbia, Missouri. White feathers float through the air like it's a cinematic pillow fight.
It's like a little miniature beauty salon.
Fowler thinks that hunting may actually not be that effective. Hunters, he says, might only catch weaker birds, less likely to breed.
It's not just the few number of birds that we're shooting that's making the conservation order not effective in reducing population size, but it's also that we're probably shooting the wrong type of bird.
At the end of the week, Fowler will have processed nearly 500 birds. He says he hopes conservation groups and wildlife agencies can use the information to figure out an even better way to manage growing numbers of snow geese before more damage is done. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.